happened.
I know, that was weird, but that's okay. I just thought I'd call you back. So what I was saying is the $99 buyout is just for the domain. So that's applicable if you wanted to take the site and go build a new one on it and still keep the same web address. But if you want to keep the website and the content, then it's just $49 a month for the hosting and maintenance of the site. And by the maintenance, that means you can still do updates and whatnot, you know, to the site as needed.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I was just curious. I mean, I've been with you guys for years, and I've never even asked that question. So,
of course. Yeah.
So what else?
Well, I have a question for you. When you set up the new business, do you have a different business address that you could use other than the Sykes Creek Drive?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, because if we use that same address, it's duplicate, and it would throw up a red flag to Google, and it might hurt your rankings for both of them.
Yeah, no. So, no, I have a whole new one.
Okay, so yeah, it's best to have a unique address and a unique phone number. The phone number I'm not worried about because we can, you know, you already have a call tracking number on the other one, so we can put a call tracking number on this one. So even
correct.
If they forward over to the same number, that's not a problem at all, as long as the number that's published on Google isn't duplicate of anything that's showing in your other listing, you know, which in this case it won't be.
All
so
right.
Let me just go over here then, and then do you have another phone number that I could use to create the account? If not, I'll just use this one, and I'll end it in a 4, but it's a fictitious number. It's not going to, you know, be associated with anyone calling you. It would just be for the purpose of creating the account.
Yeah, no, this is my soul number.
Your soul number. Okay. So I'll use the 321-223-2754. But again, that's just going to be your username. It's not going to affect the number that the customers call or anything like that. So let me just do it this way. And then.
So as far as marketing, if I do my own marketing, do I put that phone number?
No, you're going to put the phone number that they purchased for you during the client interview. Monday, yeah, they'll call you, and then they'll go over getting it set up.
To sign in or for
yes, this is because if you had another landscaping business that you wanted to open, I could use the same username because that's in the same category. Right? But since this is a total different category, I can't use the same username. So I'm just using this fictitious number just to create the account. But when people call your new call tracking number for Tidy Tales, it's still going to forward over to your phone number ending in 2757.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yep. Sorry if that's confusing, but that's the way our system's set up. So,
I got it.
And then do you want – well, where do you want me to send the confirmation email to, Tanner?
LangstonTanner at Gmail.
LangstonTanner at gmail.com. And then for the business, do you want it to show as Tidy Tales or Tidy Tales, Inc. or LLC or anything like that? What's your thoughts on Tidy Tales pest removal service or pet removal?
Is this for the Google ads or
for
everything?
The Google listing itself.
Yeah, it would be Tidy Tales pet waste removal.
Okay, I like that because then you don't get calls for something that's not related.
Yeah.
Okay, so and then what's the business address you're going to use?
2875. Blazing Star Drive. That's Melbourne, Florida, 32940.
Got it. Okay, so it actually auto-filled it for me. So 2875 Blazing Star Drive, Melbourne, Florida, 32940, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are. So does it have your name on the card or the company name or both?
It has my name on the card.
Okay, and then let me just select the right package. So we're going to do the two, Well, the $149 plus the $300 for the ad, so it's going to be $449. The setup fee goes on the first payment only, so it's just going to be $548 today, and then each month moving forward, the $449. And okay. Then is it the same billing address for the card, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it's the same.
The same. Okay, perfect. That makes it easy. And then, okay, so go ahead. I'm ready for the card number when it's done.
What's the setup time on the website?
The website typically takes 1 to 3 business days. He said in your case it might take a little bit longer, so give it a week or two just because he's going to be putting some special features in there for you. So he did give me the heads up it's going to take a little bit longer, but obviously, you know, we're going to kind of under promise and over deliver. That's why he said, you know, say a couple of weeks, because that way if he gets it done in 5 days, you're happy, right? Instead of saying a week and then it gets done on the 8th day and then you're mad at us, you know? So he said it will take a little bit more time.
So who's going to be reaching out to me to confirm everything on the website as far as what it looks like, any changes that need to be made?
It's going to be 1 of 3 people, Steve, Rena, or Celine. So first we're going to create a client interview for Monday, and that's going to be with one of the technicians to start the ball rolling on the Google listing, the Google ads, getting the domain for the website, talking to you about your service area and the services that you offer, and getting you set up, okay? After that appointment, Steve told me to create a second appointment, which is for the website interview. So if you want to do that on Monday as well, we can do that. We can set them kind of up back to back. The first appointment takes about 20, maybe 30 minutes. The second one, probably the same, just based on how, you know, detail-oriented you are. And if you get the screenshots over to me before the appointment, then that makes things easier because I can send it to the department and they have a better, you know, expectation as to what they're putting together for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good.
Do you want to do both of them on Monday, or would you want to do maybe one on Monday and one on Tuesday? What's your thoughts there?
We're going to knock them both out on Monday.
Yeah, I agree. I think that that's better. Get the ball rolling sooner rather than later, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, so I forgot to ask you, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
It's a Visa.
Visa, okay. And then the card number?
One second. Mm-hmm. Hello.
What was that? Were you talking to me or?
I'm looking. Are you walking around looking?
I'm going to have to. Can you call me back in 30 minutes? I can't find it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. Just to let you know, we close in 35 minutes. We close at 4 o'clock Pacific. So I will call you for sure in 30 minutes, and then we'll finish getting it set up and the appointment set for Monday, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Tanner. Bye-bye.